the latest world sport from the BBC with me, Chris Mitchell. Coming up for you, Bayern, Benfica and Inter all go through in Europe. But there's disappointment for both Manchester clubs.
And it's nice on the overlap. Play to back, Cavani with a shot and it's into the net. Napoli are back in front.
Now a chance for Benfica. Oh, it's going to be into the back of the net. Little Pablo Aimar scoops the ball in beyond David De Gea.
In tennis, Roger Federer beats Rafael Nadal in the World Tour Finals and the World Cup winning rugby coach Graham Henry says no to England. Let's start with all the football then. Bayern Munich, Benfica and Inter Milan have all qualified for the knockout stages of the European Champions League. Bayern beat Villarreal 3-1 at home to win Group A. Inter drew 1-1 against Trabzonspor and Benfica qualified after a 2-2 draw away to Manchester United. But as the BBC's Aaron Armstrong reports, the performance of the night came from Real Madrid.
Real Madrid manager Jose Mourinho claimed that his weakened side couldn't take anything for granted going into their game at home to Dinamo Zagreb. Five senior players had been left out of the squad because of injury, but with qualification already guaranteed, the Real manager left Cristiano Ronaldo and Iker Casillas on the bench. And when Karim Benzema scored the fastest ever Champions League goal after just 2 minutes, Mourinho's confidence was proved correct. Callejon, Higuain and Ozil put the home side 4 up within 20 minutes before Benzema and Callejon got their second goals of the night as Real kept up their 100% winning record in Group D. The 2-8 goals they conceded are the only so far against them in this season's competition.
Lyon and Ajax drew 0-0 in the other game in Group D. So Benfica clinched their place in the last 16. They held Manchester United to a 2-2 draw at Old Trafford. It means that the English champions now need a point to qualify. The BBC's Conor McNamara reports.
Manchester United rallied, trying to find that late winner, but even at Old Trafford there wasn't enough Fergie time. Just 3 minutes added on at the end, but what a game overall. Highly competitive, end-to-end stuff. Benfica took the early lead, Phil Jones sliced into his own net, Dimitar Berbatov equalised before half-time, and although replays suggest the header was offside, the referee allowed that Berbatov goal to stand. Now into the second half, Darren Fletcher bundled the ball in from close range after Patrice Evra's cross into the box. 2-1 at that stage, and a win would have put United on the verge of qualification for the next stage, but almost immediately Benfica went down the other end and Aimar, the little veteran Argentinian, scored another equaliser, and it now means a tricky trip to Switzerland in the last group game now. 2-2.
Well, United's Darren Fletcher admitted it was a bad night for the team.
We're disappointed. Top in the group looks like it's going to be difficult now, but it's still in our hands to go to Basel and get a positive result, which will take us through.
What makes it more frustrating is after you gave us the 2-1 lead, you conceded so quickly.
Yeah, exactly. We lost goals at bad times and bad goals, but these things happen. We lose goals as a team. We felt we created enough chances anyway to win the match by a few more goals, but ultimately we didn't take them and we've suffered because of that.
Also in Group C, Basel won 3-2 away at Utlal Galatz. So, as we heard, Bayern Munich have won Group A after beating Villarreal 3-1, but the race for second place is wide open after Napoli defended their impressive home record in the European competitions by beating Manchester City 2-1 at the Stadio San Paolo. Edison Cavani was the hero for the Italian club, scoring both goals. It means that Napoli are now second in the group. The BBC's Danny Mills summed up the game on the final whistle and said that the Italian club deserved the win.
And there is the final whistle. Manchester City have been beaten and their destiny is no longer in their own hands.
I think tactically from the start, I think Mancini got it slightly wrong. City sat back, they proved this season they're not good at that. The atmosphere here was absolutely magnificent. This has to be one of the best games I've been at for some time. You know, had everything, had plenty of chances. City really had a go in the last 10-15 minutes, but it really was too little too late. The fans really did get behind their team, and it's a magnificent atmosphere. For me, I think Napoli probably shaded it on the night. Cavani, I thought, was absolutely outstanding. His pace all night long caused a problem to City, but City never really, for me, created enough chances.
In Group B, the 2010 winners Inter qualified for the last 16 before they even kicked off against Trabzonspor in Turkey after the French champions Lille beat CSKA Moscow 2-0 at home. Inter drew their match 1-1 with the Turkish side, who are now second in the group. You're listening to the BBC World Service. Roger Federer has booked his place in the last four of the ATP World Tour tennis finals with an emphatic victory over Rafael Nadal, the world number four, won 6-3, 6-love in exactly an hour. In the earlier match, Joe Wilfried Tsonga beat Marty Fish in straight sets. Watching the action in London was the BBC's tennis correspondent, Jonathan Overend.
With an explosion of forehands, consistent and brutal from the back of the court, Federer sent a timely reminder to the tennis world that he still has what it takes to win at the highest level. This was an absolute thrashing in exactly 1 hour, with 28 winners, the majority from his flashing forehand, which was middling the ball with perfect purity. Nadal was buffeted deeper and deeper by the weight of shot, the indoor surface not granting his topspin the sort of assistance he gets on clay. He looked stunned at the end, along with a capacity crowd. Earlier, Joe Wilfried Tsonga beat Marty Fish in straight sets, erratic in the first set, much better in the second from the Frenchman, and it means Nadal will face Tsonga on Thursday in a straight playoff for the remaining semi-final slot from Group B.
Roger Federer talked to the BBC after the match. He said his game plan worked.
I was able to do what I was hoping to do, is dominate from the baseline, play close to the baseline, serve well and take his time away, and I was able to do that tonight. Hasn't always worked. I've also felt the power of Rafa in the past, so this is a great match for me and a nice win, clearly.
Andy Murray, meanwhile, has been forced to pull out of the event because of his groin injury. The world number three says he tried to find a good reason to play, but couldn't risk jeopardising his chances at the Australian Open in January. New Zealand's World Cup winning rugby union coach Graham Henry has ruled himself out of the vacant role with the England team, saying he wants to move on from the international game. But Henry told the BBC's Joe Wilson that he is interested in working with a European club side.
To settle it, are you interested even in theory about working with the RFU, with the England team at all?
No. No, look, I'm contracted to New Zealand rugby to the 31st of March. I've been involved in a large number of test matches, 140 in total, and I just want to move on. I'd like to have an advisory role and perhaps a Heineken Cup team in this part of the world if somebody wants me, but I want to live in New Zealand. My family's there. This is a different stage of my life which I want to enjoy, and I can't do that by being contracted to a club or a union in this part of the world.
Graham Henry talking to the BBC's Joe Wilson. Mickey Arthur says he's proud and honoured to have been appointed Australia's new cricket coach. He becomes the first non-Australian to do the job after ending a 5-year spell in charge of his native South Africa in January last year, and will take over from Tim Nelson for the first test against New Zealand in Brisbane next month. And Arthur says there's no doubt about where his loyalties now lie.
Oh, the loyalties are very definitely with Australia. I'm pretty confident I can create this sustainable environment and an environment that is successful with the current crop of players. And there's only one loyalty at the moment, and that's definitely Australia. What I also bring to the table is having plotted and analysed against every international team in world cricket at the moment, because even the team that you're coaching, you're analysing their strengths and weaknesses all the time. So I will be able to bring that knowledge into the setup, and hopefully the players will take that on board and grow from it.
One other line for you before we go. The Jamaican sprinter Asafa Powell has announced that he will compete in the indoor athletics season next year. Bayern, Benfica and Inter have all got through to the next stage of the European Champions League.